Rapid Plus TCT 2019, what's new in 3D printing hardware and software? This year's Rapid Plus TCT show displayed further evidence of additive manufacturing's AM continued maturation into a mass production technology. While engineering.com will publish numerous videos from on the ground at Rapid, we thought an overview of all of the big announcements from the event would be helpful to our readers. Without further ado, here is a list of some of the most important bits of hardware and software news from last week's event. Look out for a second recap covering 3D printing material stories, including diamond-based materials and strong moves from BAS. Deep learning for closed-loop 3D printing. Markforged unveiled its artificial intelligence-powered 3D printing software, dubbed Blacksmith. The tool uses machine learning and inspection tools to adjust its own programming and parameters to produce parts as designed. Blacksmith will be rolled out for Metal X and X7 customers this fall. If the software delivers as promised, it could be among the first closed-loop metal AM technologies on the market. The only other closed-loop metal 3D printers come from Bello 3D and Sciaky. Carbon fiber 3D printing steps out of beta with Palm 2. Impossible Objects showcased the latest version of its composite 3D printing technology, the Palm 2. As we've covered previously, the company's proprietary composite-based additive manufacturing, CBAM, technology combines reinforcement materials, like carbon fiber, with engineering-grade polymers, such as polyether ether ketone, PEEK, to create parts with novel materials. The Palm 2 is an upgrade to Impossible Objects' previous beta system, the Model 1, released at Rapid Plus TCT 2017. It can reportedly print objects at a speed 10 times faster than other AM systems and has a print volume of 12 by 12 inches. Other new features include 3 cameras for better quality control, automatic powder filling and bulk ink cartridges. The new model is expected to be available in Q3. Additionally, Impossible Objects raised $4.1 million in a recent funding round led by Oka Ventures, raising the firm's total funding to $13 million. GE reinvents the 3D printed wheel. At Formnext 2018, HRE Wheels and GE Additive unveiled a unique 3D printed wheel, which the partners have now reinvented their design to create a second generation HRE 3D Plus wheel, 3D printed using direct metal laser melting and electron beam melting. By consolidating the assembly, the HRE 3D Plus design reduced the part count from 6 to 5 parts, reducing the weight of the initial 20 and 21-inch designs from 20 and 23 pounds to 16 and 19 pounds. This also led to material waste of just 5%, compared to 80% seen in traditional wheel production. Origin reveals the Origin 1 3D printer. After a tease last December, Origin unveiled its flagship 3D printer, the Origin 1, which uses novel photopolymers that don't require the presence of oxygen, like other vat polymerization technologies. The system with a build volume of 192 by 108 by 350 millimeters is described as providing real-time process monitoring to adjust printing to ensure parts are made to specification. Danish footwear company Echo Group has partnered with Origin and BASF to use the Origin 1 and BASF's UltraCur 3D at its research and development facilities. Quantum laser sintering from NXT Factory. NXT Factory, founded by former 3D Systems CEO Avi Reichenthal, revealed the QLS 350, which uses the company's quantum laser sintering to reportedly 3D print plastics as quickly as HP's multi-jet fusion, MJF. And 4 times faster than selective laser sintering technologies. Quantum laser sintering relies on a proprietary laser beam delivery system, as well as autonomous powder management, thermal management, and docking. A robotically guided print chamber makes it possible to achieve production rates similar to injection molding, according to NXT Factory. Beam delivery is aided by deep learning that are meant to provide real-time predictive and prescriptive choices and real-time quality monitoring. The company claims that the system offers cost efficiency for production runs of 8,000 to 12,000 parts. The system is expected to ship in the second half of 2019. Tethon 3D Ceramics and Metal 3D Printer. Previously known for its ceramic resins, Omaha-based Tethon 3D unveiled its first 3D printer, the Bison 1000. The system, developed with the University of Nebraska, features a build volume of 110 by 60 by 130 millimeters and layer thicknesses as fine as 25 microns. The printer is meant to be used with Tethon 3D materials, which include an iron resin, as well as casting, flexible, alumina, regolith, and other ceramic resins. Smile Direct Club uses HP for invisible aligners. The production of dental aligners was among the first mainstream industrial processes to be disrupted by AM, with brands like Invisalign traditionally using VAT photopolymerization technologies to produce the molds for custom aligners. Now it seems that even that disruption will be disrupted as HP has entered the market, providing 49 MJF 3D printers to Smile Direct Club to produce 50,000 custom mouth molds daily. The teledentistry business aims to make nearly 20 million aligners using the technology in the next 12 months, making the company the largest producer of MJF parts in the U.S. The partners will also develop a recycling program to convert unused plastic powder and processed molds into pellets for injection molding. Desktop Metal delivers production systems. Desktop Metal has begun shipping its production systems, with its first two customers, Fast Radius and IndoMIM, receiving machines. IndoMIM is said to be the largest supplier of parts made with metal injection molding, MIM, and will incorporate the technology into its production facilities, which make 100 MIM parts per year. The company will become a full-service manufacturing partner for Desktop Metal, meaning that it will act as a service provider for clients looking for consultations, parts printing and finishing processes for AM parts. The production system will be installed in IndoMIM's San Antonio, Texas, factory this summer, and the firm will begin taking AM customers this fall. For more on Desktop Metal's technology, read our interview with the CTO. Figure 4 Modular Release Date. After bringing the Figure 4 standalone 3D printer into the marketplace last year, 3D Systems has finally announced a release date for the modular version of its fast-curing, 100 mm per hour, digital light processing, DLP, machine. The Figure 4 modular is set to be available for purchase for $49,900, including one printer and one controller unit, this June. Meant to be a scalable solution for up to 24 printers, the printer can be purchased with automated materials handling and centralized post-processing. Each printing unit in the setup can be programmed to use different materials and print different jobs. Meant to be a scalable solution for up to 24 printers, the printer can be purchased with automated materials handling and centralized post-processing. Each printing unit in the setup can be programmed to use different materials and print different jobs. While we've awaited the official release since 2017, the Figure 4 modular is already in the wild. French sporting goods maker Decathlon uses the machine for design and development, replacing a desktop stereolithography system and achieving 19 times greater printing speed. Other existing users include Midwest Prototyping and DK Engineering. We're still holding our breath for the Figure 4 production solution, meant to be an integrated factory system for mass production. In the meantime, stay tuned for our recap of 3D printing materials news from Rapid Plus TCT 2019.